Welcome back to TTLG, where we take you through the looking glass. I'm Ryan, joined with Joseph and Gorgie. Join us weekly to stay up to date on the best DeFi crypto trends and hit that subscribe button in the corner of your screen so you won't miss out on the best opportunities we have for you. What's up, guys?
Man, light speed. Everything is happening at light speed, gentlemen.
Yeah, crazy, crazy markets for sure, for sure. I know you guys are enjoying all these Luna all-time highs, I bet, right?
Yeah, man. You know, it's I hope people take some notes from December, right? Like, don't get over leveraged in a moment like this, because you know we could see a little pullback before we start to inch higher. But damn, Ryan, I'd love to hear from your perspective. It really looks, like everything's filling in nicely, just in terms of the supports of this type of this level. But I don't know. I haven't been able to really look at it.
Yeah, we'll get into that. But before we get into all this, we just want to let you guys know this is for informational and entertainment purposes only. So check out the disclaimer in the bottom of this video. But yeah, this price action is pretty solid. I mean, it's consolidating nicely at these all-time highs. You know, we've broken that triple digit number that we've been watching the last couple of weeks. So the price action isn't too bad, man. It's not too choppy. You know, there's not a lot of volatility, which is nice to see. Just a nice steady uptrend. So healthy consolidation at this point.
Yeah. Plus the, which I think we're going to get into, but the two proposals that are up on Ankh. Awesome. 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 You know, looks like there's going to be more.
B Adam.
Yep.
And B ETH raising the max loan to value ratio. It's going to be pretty cool.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be good, man. LFG, you know, the four pool stuff we were mentioning, lots to talk about.
Definitely going to be picking up some B Adam for sure once that goes live. I don't see any reason not to. Seems like an easy triple from a $30 range with B Adam, so definitely be adding that to the collateral list.
Hey, and one quick note, there is a podcast called The Defiant, which is pretty good. It's a DeFi podcast, but yep. I'm going to put in the show notes. They do a complete rundown of the Cosmos ecosystem, how it came together, what it is today, where it's headed. And I mean, we will put this in the show notes, but for anybody that's watching this that needs to get a little bit more clear on how this stack is arranged and where it's headed, suffice to say, like this podcast is amazing. In the world of the future, they're suggesting that entire blockchains will serve as validators for other blockchains. And that's kind of the promise of the scalability of what Cosmos is putting together. It's really crazy when you start extrapolating, but some of that's relevant today. Not that note in particular, but we'll put Defiant in the show notes.
Awesome.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so Gorgie, what are you thinking about these new proposals with B Adam and B ETH? What do you think that's gonna do to these markets?
I mean, we're seeing Anchor sort of still sort of stagnating in the like 2.7, 2.8 range, but these two proposals, that B Adam should bring a lot of borrow power. And just the exposure of B Adam to the Anchor ecosystem, also raising the max loan value for BETH, another asset. Ethereum has some really strong price action. We're expecting even stronger price action, so borrowing against that should be actually very, very good. So raising that is great, 75%. Mm-hmm. I don't know why not 80, but I think that you can do some calculations to see in terms of the distribution of loans and the borrow levels and price fluctuations, maybe 75% is a little bit more appropriate than 80. So I think those two things will definitely help. And getting B Adam, I think that B Soul is next probably. So I think that will give us a sense of the Anchor platform growing and, you know, just moving forward. A lot of people don't see behind the scenes all the activity that's going on. the discussion on the forums that shows a lot of rigor around the dynamic interest rate, which was recently voted, and you know, it was not very unanimous, you know, perspective on that. But getting BATM will really show us, all right, we're moving forward, we're growing, we're expanding, and I think it will be just a great sort of motivator, a confidence booster, apart from just a great opportunity to borrow against another good asset, strong asset.
Yeah, and I think that'll definitely put a lot more eyeballs on the Terra community and the ecosystem as a whole as well. Because with BETH, I mean, I don't think there's too many Ethereum guys bridging over. I think it's just a lot of people buying BETH within the ecosystem, right?
Well, I bridged over, but then since then, I don't have Ethereum outside of the ecosystem because BETH right now, there are just a lot more opportunities with BETH. Let me take it back because there may be opportunities I'm unaware of within the Ethereum ecosystem with Ethereum itself, but within Terra, BETH has quite a bit of great opportunities. So I haven't really been bridging over and needing to do that, especially with the Ethereum fees. However, later this summer, when we get the merge, right, where you get to from proof of work to proof of stake for Ethereum, and you get some of these staking rewards really high in the double digits, now you're starting to see maybe there may be some opportunities with just pure Ethereum in its pure form. However, if you look at Anchor does use the collateral asset to earn. So I think that if you have a more attractive staking rewards for Ethereum, the Anchor B asset will bring those, BETH will bring those to Anchor, and you will see that in maybe a different borrow rate for the different B assets.
You're bringing up such a great point though, Georgi, because like that's kind of why this ecosystem is so magical and crazy at the moment, right? Is that like you can have exposure, synthetic exposure to these other, you know, assets and still make complete use of it in Terra as more products are added to Terra. I mean, I would argue that like we're just moving, you know, and this is not a commentary on proof of work versus proof of stake, like whether that's superior or not, but you know, it's a whole totally different conversation. But
right, yeah,
you know, Terra being in the position that it's in now and being able to use like have these assets, these, you know, have kind of a mixed bag, if you will, but being able to use it with the Terra products, I mean, it's the ecosystem second to none right now. I don't know where else you can do that. And because Terra is getting this kind of first mover advantage on this like larger, more at scale kind of interoperability conversation. It's just, I don't think any time in the near future, it's going to make sense to have native exposure to these other chains until they get their shit together, frankly. And then, and it's easier to move back and forth because with Terra, you just have no problem on that. You use Lido, you pull it over and guess what? Yep. If there's an opportunity in native Ethereum, great, you know, unlock it from Lido and go participate.
Yep.
Yeah, that's an interesting perspective too, just thinking about these other ecosystems. I mean, do they have anything compared to Mars? Like I look at Mars and just the usability case within Mars is insane. I mean, obviously I wish I could get more Luna in this Luna UST pair, but this thing is locked up beyond belief.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything like it, right?
I think what the market is still sleeping on is how advanced Terra has gotten so quickly. Like I don't need to be a fanboy, right? Like we're all into it, whatever. But like when you compare let's say we had columns and we listed Ethereum, Solana, Terra, and then you listed the actual useful protocols within those ecosystems. I mean, Terra's moving so quickly. And by the way, VC investment has not even found its way into Terra at scale. Like all of this is just like these naturally occurring, mostly bootstrapped, potentially supported by, you know, TFL projects that are just putting rocket fuel behind this ecosystem.
Do you think that some of that investment could be holding off, like investing in Terra, because Terra is kind of like viewed as the underdog, since Solana is like, you know, the crimson tide of SEC football, versus, you know, Terra is like, you know, Georgia Tech of football or something like that, you know?
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I don't really know how to talk about that, but like, I just think that, like, you know, I just went to this event and met a bunch of people that were, you know, working across a few other ecosystems. And I'm telling you guys, Terra wasn't mentioned once.
Wow.
All right. Really? This was a convention in Los Angeles. Terra was not mentioned once. And so my point is that, like, that may have something to do with, like, for example, Doquan's, you know, pretty combative, you know, founder, right? Like, but you need those types of personalities to really build the ecosystem in the beginning. And so I don't really know where the questions are coming from and why this is, it's still being slept on. But I mean, I think it is going to be, we have explosive upside from here. Even if you just used like a simple sentiment analysis of like who's talking about it, you know, in kind of these other circles. I mean, Solana, it's awesome, right? Like, it's interesting from a cost perspective. The gas fees are super low to mint NFTs, for example. Yep. It's super inexpensive. Maybe Ethereum finds their kind of path on that as the network transitions to proof of stake. But Terra's already there. Like, it's our, and based on some of the interoperability conversations we're having, I mean, and the ability to like stake NFTs, which I was seeing something, you know, that was popping up, you know, on that concept. I mean, it's just like, yeah. I don't know where you would really want to go for alpha, unless you're just like, especially if you're like a person like us, right? Like, you have this edge on institutions, that's like really, really crazy. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how it pans out, but it wasn't mentioned once. So wow,
that's amazing.
Yeah. And just to, I guess for the viewers out there, any of you guys going to the Terra DApp convention out in Austin, will be out there. So be on the lookout for the crew out there for sure. Be nice to meet up with everybody and get your guys' thoughts and feedback. So be on the lookout for that. That's June 9th, I believe, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think so. So what we mentioned a little bit earlier, we talked about the anchor proposals, and we were going to talk about what LFG updates on LFG, or what was the other item that?
Yeah, the LFG Bitcoin buying.
Yeah,
and then this Frax thing, right? The four pool Frax.
Yeah, you guys remember Frax from that Spaces? Remember this? Okay, so we hosted a Spaces. And this guy hopped up on the Ryan and I hosted the Spaces.
Oh, okay.
And
this guy
hopped up at the end and was shilling Frax to Seffy, right? And he was like, "I'm telling you, watch Frax." And everybody's like, "Okay, kind of whatever, dude."
Yeah.
But like, you know, and we can get into the why Frax is relevant or whatever. But like, this four pool is super interesting, because basically what they're doing is like in the three pool. So these are curve pools, and these curve pools are basically mechanisms of DAI, right? So like it's like how DAI keeps its peg is like utilizing these pools. Right. So Doquan has put personal money into this four pool to kind of get this thing stood up to challenge DAI in the long run, because he's like introduced, there's like a connection with UST somewhere in there, but like the tweet was, "By my hand, DAI will die," or something like that.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty cool.
So yeah, so I mean, it's and like, if you think about it, right, like the what this means, right? Like, if DAI goes away, there's no other game in town than UST, Like, I mean, it is the go-to decentralized stablecoin. DAI's super interesting, but there are relics like these pools, which may or may not be relevant, you know, kind of in the new paradigm. So I don't know, man.
Have you guys played around with any pools in that or in Frax?
No. And Frax, as I understand it, Frax, like the four pool is now has like, I think it has UST. I think it has Frax and it has a couple of other assets
USDC
that are in that.
And UST. Yeah. The main ones. USD. Yeah.
So it still remains to be, you know, seen, but like, you know, and I don't know if Frax was like the beneficiary of just kind of being in the right place at the right time, or if this was like, you know, something a little bit more in depth that was happening here. But yeah, I don't know. Any closing thoughts on Doquan challenging the world?
No, I mean, it just kind of, you know, it's kind of like the Elon effect. This kind of reminds me of, you know, Tesla back in the day and everybody. That goes back to like Tesla was like kind of the underdog. You're like, yeah, no, bunch of cars, never going to happen, right? And then all of a sudden, you know, the world just caught storm with Tesla and everybody just was jumping on board. And I think that's kind of the effect that we're in right now, just the early stages of it. So
interesting
to watch it unfold.
The Bitcoin 2022 conference is happening right now in Miami, right? So what's going to be really interesting.
Days. Yeah.
That's right. So what's going to be really interesting is to see over the next couple of days, the content that comes out about LFG. You know, it's going to be discussed at this conference.
Right.
And to the extent that this conference kind of echoes what's been happening on Twitter, which is like, you know, you're seeing Maxis kind of come over and say, hey, this is really interesting. I think it could be cool.
Yeah, it's hard to ignore. We'll have to keep our eyes out for that and keep all the viewers and listeners updated on that. So we can give them their input.
Tomorrow, the entire day is thousands of institutions. So institutions only tomorrow. So definitely we're going to watch out for big announcements on that front.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, we appreciate you guys, all your viewership and listening on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Check us out on Twitter, TTLG_crew. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode.
Thanks, guys.
See you guys.
All right, guys.